Ellie held the radio in her hands, listening. Two more Tikan workmen had arrived at the lodge. They seemed to know it was safe here, but there had been no others in the last few minutes, and it sounded quieter outside. Over the radio, Muldoon said,
"How long has it been?"
Wu said, 4 or 5 minutes.
"Arnold should have done it by now," Muldoon said, "if he's going to. You got any ideas?"
"No," Wu said.
"We heard from Gennaro?"
Gennaro pressed the button.
"I'm here."
"Where the hell are you?"
Muldoon said.
"I'm going to the maintenance building," Gennaro said. "Wish me luck."
Gennaro crouched in the foliage, listening. Directly ahead, he saw the planted pathway leading toward the visitor center. Gennaro knew the maintenance shed was somewhere to the east. He heard the chirping of birds in the trees. A soft mist was blowing. One of the raptors roared, but it was some distance away. It sounded off to his right. Gennaro set out, leaving the path, plunging into the foliage.
Like to live dangerously? Not really.
It was true he didn't. But Gennaro thought he had a plan, or at least a possibility that might work. If he stayed north of the main complex of buildings, he could approach the maintenance shed from the rear. All the raptors were probably around the other buildings to the south. There was no reason for them to be in the jungle. At least, he hoped not. He moved as quietly as he could, unhappily aware he was making a lot of noise. He forced himself to slow his pace, feeling his heart pound. The foliage here was very dense. He couldn't see more than 6 or 7 feet ahead of him. He began to worry that he'd miss the maintenance shed entirely, but then he saw the roof to his right above the palms. He moved toward it, went around the side. He found the door, opened it, and slipped inside. It was very dark. He stumbled over something. A man's shoe. Gennaro frowned. He propped the door wide open and continued deeper into the building. He saw a catwalk directly ahead of him. Suddenly he realized he didn't know where to go, and he had left his radio behind. Damn! There might be a radio somewhere in the maintenance building. Or else he'd just look for the generator. He knew what a generator looked like. Probably it was somewhere down on the lower floor. He found a staircase leading down. It was darker below, and it was difficult to see anything. He felt his way along among the pipes, holding his hands out to keep from banging his head. He heard an animal snarl and froze. He listened, but the sound did not come again. He moved forward cautiously. Something dripped on his shoulder, and on his bare arm it was warm, like water. He touched it in the darkness, sticky. He smelled it. Blood. He looked up. The raptor was perched on pipes just a few feet above his head. Blood was trickling from its claws. With an odd sense of detachment, he wondered if it was injured. And then he began to run, but the raptor jumped onto his back, pushing him to the ground. Gennaro was strong. He heaved up, knocking the raptor away, and rolled off across the concrete. When he turned back, he saw that the raptor had fallen on its side, where it lay, panting. Yes, it was injured. Its leg was hurt for some reason. Kill it! Gennaro scrambled to his feet, looking for a weapon. The raptor was still panting on the concrete. He looked frantically for something, anything, to use as a weapon. When he turned back, the raptor was gone. It snarled, the sound echoing in the darkness. Gennaro turned in a full circle, feeling with his outstretched hands, and then he felt a sharp pain in his right hand. Teeth! It was biting him! The raptor jerked his head, and Donald Gennaro was yanked off his feet, and he fell.